I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Deuteronomy 11:1 says, "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and always keep his charge, his statutes, his ordinances, and his commandments." The meaning of love is one of affection and close friendship. Israel was to remember the Lord's greatness, his mighty hand, and his outstretched arm that delivered them from the Egyptians, his deliverance. They were to remember what happened with the rebellious men in the wilderness when the earth opened up and swallowed them whole, his discipline. They were to trust in the Lord, who would care for the land that he was given them, blessing them with rain in every season, his provision. They were to be careful to obey, to know the word, and to teach the word to their children. If they did this, everything they needed would be provided and they would be satisfied. But if they were not careful to keep abiding in the word and in the Lord, if they were, as verse 16 says, deceived and turned away and serve other gods and worship them, then all would be lost. Three times in this chapter alone, Moses reminds Israel to love the Lord your God and serve him with all their heart and soul. To love and serve the Lord with your heart is to serve him from the inward part of you. To love and serve with your soul is to serve him with your person, including your body and the outward part of you. The Pharisees of Jesus' day served with the outward body, but their hearts were far from God. We must be careful to cultivate that affection and love for the Lord in our hearts and then live it out in our bodies. As Romans 12:1 and 2 tells us, "Therefore, I urge you, brethren, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The same principle is given to us. God wants our inner man and our outer man. He wants all of us to love and serve him because he loves us so. Father, you are our God and we love you. We want to please you and walk in your ways. Take our lives and let them be holy and pleasing to you. Through the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, we come. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.